Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I'm doing another combination of travel and languages in the one episode because I want to talk about how I save money thanks to the world's easiest language. So as I'm recording this, I'm on my final days in Brazil. I'll be heading back to Ireland for Christmas. And then I always have to think about how am I going to spend the new year? And there's plenty of places I can go in the world and plenty of events that I could go to. The problem is most of these are going to be very expensive. Not just the travel to get there, but sometimes there's exclusive events that are very expensive and you have to wear fancy clothes or whatever. So one thing that I've done every few years for the New Year is there's a particular event that I go to, and it's not just for New Year's, it's throughout the year, but the one that ties in with my travels is an Esperanto event. You guys have heard me talk about Esperanto before, the world's easiest language. And the question comes up a lot of like, why would I learn this language? It's not a language that any country speaks. And as I've mentioned before, I really enjoy time with the community. But I want to specifically talk about an event like the New Year event that I'm going to be going to, because one of the reasons I enjoy it is because I don't spend pretty much any money to go to it. It's an event that has accommodation and food and lots of activities included, and it doesn't break the bank. So what I'll be doing is I'll be flying to Luxembourg, and then short distance from Luxembourg in the east of Belgium is a small town not too far from Liège, and that's where I'm going to be spending my New Year, at the Junulara Esperanta Aranjo, the Youth Esperanto Week. I realize I'm not quite as young as I used to be, but the event does also allow people who are young at heart to go, and I really enjoy this particular event whenever I can go. And the community, as I've mentioned before, they're very open-minded, many different walks of life. It's the first time I've met many different types of people in my travels. I've actually met for the first time at events like that. And they're very open-minded in lots of other things. Like, for instance, all the meals that are provided always have a vegetarian and a vegan option, which works for me as a vegetarian, so I don't have to worry about eating. But when I think about the pricing for an event like this, you basically, what they do is they take over usually a school for the holidays, because schools tend to be closed between Christmas and the start of the new year. I don't know how they negotiate the prices, but they maybe convert some of the classrooms into bedrooms, and you end up paying something along the lines of maybe 15 or 20 euro a night for your own private room, or 5 euro a night for a hostel style dorm room. And the meals are covered at about 5 euro per meal as well. Very well prepared fresh food, which I always enjoy. And the event itself is usually between 30 and 100 euro, depending on how long you're going to be there and how far ahead of time you book the thing. So all in all, it comes out to just a couple of hundred euro that is covering my food, accommodation, and a bunch of different events. They have games they play, concerts that they do different music, excursions. They, of course, have the big New Year's Eve party itself. It's very well organized, so I don't really have to think about anything. And it's an event I really enjoy, and that's why I try to go back to it every couple of years. And there are similar events, not just for the New Year. They have events in the summer as well. They have an international event that is a bit more formal that I'm not as interested in going to. It's the World Esperanto Congress. I tend to enjoy the youth events more just because they have a more of a party atmosphere that I enjoy for socializing and such. But that's where I'm going to be going. That's how I'm going to be spending my New Year. And Of course, I'll be spending it with fellow language learners, because people who tend to learn Esperanto, for the most part, are interested in languages. And it's not just Esperanto, but they've dived into other languages. So I share a lot in common with them because of that. And often one of the events that they'll hold is a special event for people who want to practice any language they like. The only rule is you're not allowed to practice or speak your native language. And I obviously take a part in that and I get to practice my other languages. But of course, the main goal is you do all of this through Esperanto. And as I've mentioned before, it's the easiest language in the world. You will learn it super fast. It's not the kind of language that's going to give you extra employability if you put it on your resume. It's not going to get you more jobs. But it has saved me money as I've traveled, and my travels happen to align where it's not too much out of my way to go to an event like this. It's like a week that I'm not necessarily spending that much money on food or accommodation, which for me as a nomad is welcome. I realize if you have to go out of your way to an event like this, it's maybe not necessarily saving you as much money, but for me, it's always worth it. And that's why I'm going to ring in the new year counting down with my Esperanto speaking friends. So I thought you guys might be interested in that. And then, of course, after that, I'll get to explore Belgium itself for a couple of days, and Luxembourg. It'll be my first time ever in Luxembourg. And I'm also going to be very briefly popping into Portugal just for 24 hours before Christmas on my way home. So I'm going to squeeze in visiting two countries for the first time. I generally don't like to count a country if I'm only there for a day, but for Portugal, I'll at least experience that a little bit before I head off. For a small country like Luxembourg, I think giving it 3 days to explore is a decent amount of time to maybe add it to my list of countries visited. So I'm almost at 50 countries thanks to that. So it makes sense for me to go out of my way to go to Luxembourg. And then from Luxembourg, I will fly on to Asia, and I'll be in Thailand and Bangkok for 1 week. And then I go on to Bali, Indonesia, where I'll be starting my Indonesian project. I'll be in Bali for about 2 months, and then I'll start my deeper travels through Indonesia. So that is all of what I'm going to be doing for the next weeks and months. But specifically, I did want to mention this event, the Unulara Esperanta Aranjo. And I am looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing some familiar faces. If I'm back in Europe in the summer, they have a summer event that I also like to go to. They tend to have a lot more happening in Europe, but there are other events like the one I was in Brazil just a month or two ago, which I also really enjoyed. So I figured I'd mention it to you guys in case you want to think about adding another event, look at the timing and see if there's something close to where you are. Like I said, it just happens to be something that works out very affordably, and I'm trying to be much more conscious of how much I'm spending. This year was the cheapest year I've had in the last 10 years. Even though I've been moving every week or so and traveling through all of Brazil and other countries, it's still been a very cheap year for me. So I'm hoping to keep that up. I know I will have to go to expensive countries later next year. Like I'll have to pop back to the US for some logistical reasons with my residency there. But I'm going to try and save money by going to events like this and spending more time in the likes of Indonesia. So consciously combining language learning with a little bit of frugality to make sure I'm not digging into my savings, and I've got a nice, sustainable long-term plan. So that is what I'm going to be doing. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing about my New Year's plans. Don't forget, if you are going to be learning a new language in 2025, learn it with me. I'm running my boot camp, so that's languagehacking.com/BC. You'll see all the details. I'm doing a little extra bonus that I'm giving people who sign up for the specific New Year one, but we'll of course be doing it the rest of the time. I'll give you private coaching with a community that you learn with, and we give you all the materials and all the encouragement you could possibly need. So I hope you learn your next language with me. But otherwise, thanks for listening to this episode. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.